deacons, fellow officers, saints, Christians, and all of you God's children. I bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am so honored to stand on this holy ground. As you noticed, I took off my shoes. First of all, I am not a preacher. I do minister the word, but I am not a preacher. This is God's preacher. A designated ground, especially made for those who've been ordained and called to say, "Thus saith the Lord." Although I am a deacon, I am supposed to be burdened with the word as my pastor. I am still a deacon. I am still a Christian. I must stay in my lane in order for the Lord to use me correctly and that he should reveal to me what he wants me to say. Ever since the pastor made the surprise announcement last week, I was in that very spot. I was surprised, even though we had talked about it, it still caught me by surprise. But let me say this. Before I had walked out this door, Satan had attacked. A pastor asked me while I was in his office, "What is your text? What did you go say?" Well, you know something? I watched The Godfather. And he went to a meeting. And when he got through with the meeting, he was sitting in the car, and he said, "I didn't know until this day it was Bozzini all along." I say all that to say this. Now that's why he gives you instruction. Give no thought about what you're going to say. Because during the course of the week, things change. Seasons change. The day change. What I might need today, I may not need tomorrow. What I need tomorrow, I might need today. You see how it is? Ecclesiastes says, to everything there's a season and a time for every purpose under the heavens. That's Ecclesiastes. You can look it up for yourself. There's a time to tell the truth. And it first must begin with me. And so I said, what can I read? And what changed my direction in my life? What touched me? As I look across this audience, I'm pretty sure I haven't reached some of the areas, such as Ma Blanche. There's others. But I have experienced some things that some people, they're going to experience, or they're on their way to experiencing, or they're wondering how they're going to get out of it, that they're in it. And I'm here to tell you, through experience, how the Lord will bring you out. If you have your Bibles, let us turn to Luke. The 13th chapter beginning with the sixth verse. And bear with me. Last time I was up here with the seven sayings of Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That night I was very, very weak. I almost fell over, and I think one time I did fall over here. I'm just telling you how far the Lord has brought me. I'm just letting you know this is no plaything. I'm also letting you know so you can bear witness to what I'm going to say today. There will be no laughing matter. This is the truth.
Amen.
And it reads, he spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said unto the dresser of the vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and found none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, after that thou shalt cut it down. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, I thank you for this word that you're about to give me now. It's been blessed. But Father, I'm asking that you prepare our hearts so that we can have a more prepared heart, that we can have a good yield in receiving your word. For it is the word of God. By hearing will increase our faith. It also shall direct us and teach us and sustain us. So, Father, remove whatever personal thing that I may have, and may you grow and you gain all the glory. And may someone be led to Calvary. May someone have a renewed hope through this preaching and proclaiming of this word. In Jesus' name, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so. They're like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen. I've just recited the first psalm, and it talks about the upright man. The upright man, the person who's come to know God, to know for himself, no gimmicks, nothing. He's been redressed. What I'm about to tell you, what you're about to hear, is how God has now made me a well-dressed man. When I first started on this road years ago, I would wake up or about Keelan's age, 10 years old, and you wake up, and how many of y'all remember the celestial hour? And they would get up and you would hear that song. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. You remember that? And they would give all the different programs. And that was basically your time. Judging whether you were getting ready to go to Sunday school.
Amen.
What else?
Yes.
And they would sing. Then they also had a song they would sing all the time. Search me, Lord. Shine a light from heaven on my soul. If you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and straighten me. I want to be right. I want to thank you. I want to be whole. Sound like the woman with the issue of blood, doesn't it? She wanted to be right. She wanted to be saved. And her faith made her whole. Isn't that wonderful? Her faith. But what about the opposite side? There's an opposite side to the upright man. It also speaks. And we talked about this Wednesday night. I sometimes wonder how my pastor does all this. Jeremiah, 17th chapter, 5 through the 10th verse. And it says, you can take your time, just write it down. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man and maketh his flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, and a salt land and inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins. Isn't that amazing?
Amen.
I look at this and I said, now there's another story about the fig tree. And it kept on about the fig tree. Then I read again about the fig tree. Fig tree was a symbol. It even predicted the summer, the changing of the year. It was an unusual tree. First thing about the fig tree, it produced the fruit first, then the buds. Not like you see now. You see the blossoms first, then the fruit. This is when you can tell the changing of the year, especially in the growing season, especially in the Middle East. Everything has a season. Everything has a season. Ecclesiastes clearly stresses that. Even I, as a young man, had a season. We, as adults, have seasons. We get further along in life, we have seasons. I even read for a moment when Satan got through tempting Christ, he left him for a season. So what does that tell me? Satan will leave you for a season. but he's on his way back. I'm going to tell you something else. Now you see why the 23rd Psalm is written the way it is. Let's say we have four seasons. And if he left Christ for a season, that means them other three seasons we call heaven. What did it say? He leads me beside the still waters. He leads me what? In the path of righteousness. Let me tell you something, people. You better get yourself together. He will not give you no rest when he comes back that other season. That time that you have, you better get yourself strengthened on the word of God, which is to strengthen you at all times and to carry you to the next point and to the next point and to the next point until he comes again. This is no plain matter. Because when I was a young man, I thought I had time. Amen. Oh, remember when they used to say, last call.
Yeah.
Let's tell the truth.
Amen.
They flicked the light.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was happy sometimes because I was broke anyway. I ain't one hoping she wouldn't order that top shelf because you know how much it was. Thank you, Deacon.
Amen.
But that's the way it is. Now it's time. It's time to go. Satan is on his way back. And let me tell you something. Jesus is coming back too.
Amen.
If you read further, Jesus had woke up one morning and he went by a fig tree and he hungered. Imagine Jesus, the bread side, the human side of God, hungering. Isn't that something? He hungered and he was looking for something to eat. And what was in the way? A fig tree. And when he searched it, he found nothing but leaves. Nothing at all. How many of us in our lives, all the way through, all fluffed up, all in its glory, all dressed up, singing the praises, doing all the things the deacon's supposed to do, jiving man when God know all. And when the Lord searches your heart, finds absolutely nothing. What a horrible thing, as I read in the 37th Psalm. The Lord will laugh because he said that day, he knows that his day is coming. The Lord laughing at you on that final day. See, everybody got a day. Regardless of what you might think, everybody got a day. Get right with God and do it now.
Amen.
Seek the Lord while he's what?
Amen.
Yeah. Oh my God. Children, let me tell you something. I'm talking to all of you. Things haven't changed. As a matter of fact, Satan is on a more aggressive path. If you read your paper, he's after our young people. And one thing that he's after, he hates their soul. He's in their homes. He's in their schools. He's everywhere you go. Are we the church doing what we're supposed to do? So now we get back to what I was saying about the tree. That Chester. You remember that tree? When the Lord said, the dresser said, me Malone.
Yes.
Give him some time.
Yes.
See, I was that way too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Yes.
Somebody took time.
Yes.
Thank God. You could see an heir of Christ.
Yes.
That intercessor. Talking to the Father, look at Lord. You gave him to me. So let me take care of him. I know he in a mess, but let me take his mess and let me do something with it. I take the dung, and you know, I'm going to work with it. That means I got to get my hands in a little bit of something. You see, that means that we got to get to work, chief people. Because if the Lord saved me, he can save you. He has brought me through. Now, you talk about the shadows of death. It's in the Bible where John the Baptist was talking. And the whole nation was sitting on the hillside, sitting in darkness, sitting in the shadows of death before the light of the world came. Oh, my goodness. The light of the world. Remember what it says about the light? He's a light unto my what? Yeah. And unto my pathway. Isn't that amazing? What is the path? Narrow. Narrow. Only Jesus can lead you through this narrow way. No other way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Get back to getting me dressed in here. Hard-hearted man. Cussed out folks. Didn't mind cussing you out. Had a hard heart. We talked about it in Bible class Wednesday night about the heart. And now look what you see with Jeremiah. The heart is wicked. Desperately wicked. Who could know it? Let me tell you something. Ain't nobody in this room know your heart. Only God knows your heart. And he searches your heart. So no matter what you say and what all that you go through, God knows it all. He said, in that day, man shall come saying, Lord, Lord, but your heart is what? Far from me. Oh, my goodness. I would hate to hear him say, depart from me. I never knew you. But there's a hope that we have in Jesus Christ. Oh, isn't it a wonderful God that will get himself down, come from glory in the middle of our mess and save us. Give us all a new robe of righteousness. Put us all new shoes, new clothes. Put on and give us the right mind that we had lost. I sometimes wonder how did I make it? Through my mom's prayer, somebody had to pray for me. Somebody. David said, I'm young and now I'm old. Yes. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. So now I'm going to tell you something, people. Just because you got a good job and all of that, somebody prayed for you. Somebody put you in position to get what you got right now. Because before we were, what you say, out there, we were lost. We did not know. We thought we did it. Oh, but what does it say? We are his people. And the sheep of his pasture. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. Oh, isn't that a wonderful God who takes you? What a wonderful transformation, a new conversion. Take something that was completely rotten, dead, and bring it back to life. And then say, I'm going to present you faultless before an all-wise God. An all-wise God, may I know it all. He's going to hand you spotless and clean. So no matter what you've done in your lifetime, you can go back and say, Father, forgive me. I surrender all. Isn't that wonderful to know that you have a blessed assurance? It ain't about your age. There's no age limit. When I look at the pastor's father, what a blessing it is. What a blessing. He found Jesus. And look at the other saints. Look at the rest of us. It's a testimony of he's kept his word. He's kept us through it all. Through the bad, through the good, through the unquestionable, the unthinkable. That's why he tells us to go into our secret closet. Oh, boy, don't we have some things in them closets? Stuff falling all out of it. Can't hardly shut the door. Isn't it the truth, people? Getting back to Chester. We have a merciful God.
Yes, sir.
Who's rich. Who's rich in mercy. I stingy. I bless whom I will. I rain upon the just as well as the unjust. Shine. I do it all. I am God. Amen. Haven't we all been changed? Haven't we all been dressed anew? Haven't we have a brand new heart, as David said? Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. For I have sinned against thee and thee only. Him. I sometimes wonder, when I was laying up in that room, my face smashed down on the pillow. And I say smashed down because I tried to lift it up one time. There was a water right there and I couldn't even reach it. But a still small voice came and spoke to me. Guess what? Psalms 138 came to my mind. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou will revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thy hands against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. That right hand saving me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. I'm worried about Sylvia. I'm worried about my friend. I'm worried about my children. He done took care of all of that. That's what I'm here to tell you and encourage you right now. Take off all the stuff that's got you bogged down. The worries of this world today. Turn off the TV set. All the bad news. Don't worry about it. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. Seek ye the kingdom of heaven first and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
Amen.
Those are promises, people. We are his promise. He didn't go to that cross for nothing. It's for us to have hope. Hope beyond what the world will ever understand. To make it through the things that the world would never make it through. You read all the time. We are a peculiar people. Made up in his image.
Yes.
The image of God. We are steadfast, unmovable, abiding in the word of truth.
Yes.
The word shall sustain us, people. Let us use it.
Yes.
Let us be wise. Now, let's put on the greatest thing of all, love. Let us love each one another as he has loved us. What does it say? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I'm here to let you know we have a wonderful God. No, I'm not going to be like my pastor. There's a whole lot more. But I can tell you from personal experience, we have a wonderful Savior.
Yes, sir.
We have a good God.
Amen.
Psalms 119 even told me, Chester,
come on now.
It is good that you have been afflicted.
Because yes,
before you was afflicted, you had gone your own way.
Yes.
But now, I have kept. Because I've been afflicted, I have learned to keep thy statutes. I have learned how to walk thy way. I have learned. And yet, here I am today. I am here so I can bless the next generation. And the next generation. And the next generation. That he'll never leave them or forsake them. You know why? Because somebody planted the seed. Now get back to the planet. Planted by the river. Never giving, never running dry, never being with God. You ever wonder why some families can go through some one thing after another and still be sustained? And then some families go through one little small crisis and just crumble. Mm-hmm. But rejoice and know that the Lord has heard someone's prayer. Somebody's cry. Let me tell you, there's no sin in crying. Let me tell you what. What did he say? I heard the cries of my people by reason of their taskmasters down in Egypt. Whatever your reason is, he'll come and see about you. If it's your job, he'll come and see about you. The old hard-headed wife of mine, or old husband of yours, Chester, old knucklehead man, he will come and see about that reason. If your children is causing you pain and make you cry, he will come and see about it. Don't never make a child of God cry. Because guess what? He'll stop. What he said, I'll stop. Leave the 99 and look for the one. Sometimes we get tangled up. Your house ever get quiet sometimes? You know your house. That baby should be making some kind of noise. And when you don't hear him, you know what you're supposed to do? Man, I ain't heard him pray in a while. Let me get down here and see about it. Might find me in a mess. Might find me somewhere I'm not supposed to be. Then that rod come in. Where did the rod come from? That tree. That tree. Ain't go for no bush. Thy rod and thy staff, the same thing that correct me is the same thing that will protect me. They what? Comfort me. Let me tell you something, kids. I heard some kids tell me one time in Bible class, my mom and daddy don't whoop me. And you know what I told them? Your mom and them hate you. And your daddy hates you too. And guess what you are? You little bees. And they looked at me like I was saying, ooh, you cuss. I said, no, I didn't. But that's what the Bible called you in the Hebrew. Undisciplined children. But let me tell you what happens. When you're a little baby, he got a little booty. When you 5 and up to 10, you got it behind. But then when you get past 12 years old, the world gonna kick you kicking you. I'm going to tell you something, children. Remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. He will remember you. Let me tell you something. All of us were once like the thief on the cross. We all was pinned to something. So when you crucify something, put a nail in it, you're pinning it. Am I telling the truth? Amen. When they nail something, when you nail something, what happens to it? It stays there. Amen. All right, well, if they pin one side and they pin the other side, and then they're going to cross my feet and nail that. I'm like this. What is left? My heart. Mm-hmm. What does the thief say? Remember me. Because that's all you got left is your heart, people. And that's what he looks on. Your heart. I, God, search everything. Now, guess what? After you've done all those things, he's so wonderful. Now, what does it say? In Jude. Now unto him. Now After all of that, he done labored. He's proud. Look what he done with his work. He's going to do what? Present you faultless. You're clean. No unrighteousness. Everything is in place. Shoe shine. New robe. Hair comb. Motifs. Everything. Present you faultless before an all-wise God. Because like I said before, the first time I spoke to you, the Holy Ghost seals and protects, and all that my Father has given me, none has he lost. I close by saying this. Let the Lord redress your heart. Let him take you. Ask him. He's right there. Harden not your heart. Because he'll tell you what? If you harden your heart, you will remain blind to his goodness, his love, his long suffering, his goodness and forgiveness. You're further away. You cannot see. I saw that and it verified it. What did y'all sing this morning? I'm so grateful. 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 And it rose to a high pitch. I'm so grateful that he has saved my soul. Thank you for being so faithful. Faithful to the things of his Father. Not my will, he said, but thy will be done. To save the such like us. No matter how old you were. No matter where your walk of life. No matter what you've ever done. You're looking at a work. A marvelous work. Now how I am now saying and teaching others. Just like Psalm 26. I can go before this altar and bring another brother. Look what the Lord has done for me. He can do this for me. He can do it for you. There's no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. Trust in the Lord. What? With all thy heart. Never doubt him. Don't doubt him. I doubted him at one time. But then I let go and let God. Thank you, brother pastor, for letting me speak today to these which is yours, your people. But I pray that I've been a good steward over the word today and have encouraged someone today. And I pray that I have been what you call a living witness. Amen. And to encourage someone, Teddy, all of y'all, Mr. Kenny, Ma Blanche, all of you. There are people that are struggling. When I look at all of you, our children, he's taking care of our children one by one. No matter what, he's taking good care of them. You know why? Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Our Father and our God, I thank you for this time. I thank you for every heart and every ear that heard thy word today. I pray, oh God, that I've been worthy and I've said something that has led them to you. I ask, oh Lord, that you shine on them. Let life's good part shine on them and your promises. We're out here on your word, Father, and we say thank you. We trust in you. We love you. Thank you again. Thank you, oh wonderful Jesus Christ, as I see your bleeding body on the cross for me. Thank you for that second chance. The chance of the dresser, leave him alone. Let me work with him. And look at me today to get it right. Thank you. Please accept this prayer in honor of the Father and of the Son. And of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' wonderful name, our Lord and Savior. Amen. and amen.
Amen, brother.